I'm just jiving. Reggie, I thought, where's my damn cup?
All right, what's up, what's up, what's up, everybody? This is Reggie Hathorne, and this is the sixth episode of Purple Cup Talk, where we talk about random shit, real shit, and relatable shit. Sometimes you get one, sometimes you get two, sometimes you get all three, but you are guaranteed to get one. And today I have two guests with me. These are the first dudes, the first brothers I have ever had on the Purple Cup Talk show, and they are real brothers. They are none other than Larcio Walters and Graylin Walters from my hometown of Pine Bluff, Arkansas. So get those
PB.
Guys.
Yes, yes. PB in the house.
Yeah, let's get him a round of applause.
All right, all right.
Yeah, yeah. From the bluff, from the bluff, from the bluff. Let's hope we do this right. And I just want to let y'all know this is the first time I am trying out this new equipment. I told you guys, I've been bragging about this new equipment for like a week. So now I'm getting a chance to try it out. So if there's some fuck ups on here, just roll with us. All right. So here we go. We're going to let these brothers introduce themselves so they can just tell you who they are. They're going to give a quick introduction so you can just know a little bit about them. It's going to be real quick, though. They're not going to talk all day.
That's right. That's right. I'm Larcio. I'm a comedian here, a local comedian here in L.A. Perform, over at the Burbank Comedy Festival. I performed in Long Beach, all over the place. I'm just the guy, the people's comic.
This guy's funny as hell. He's like naturally funny. He's not going to even try to be funny. He's just like a naturally funny dude. And we got Graylin, which is his little brother. And I've been seeing these two dudes for years, but I actually never knew Graylin's real name. I just knew he was Larcio's little brother. So Graylin, tell us who you are and what you do, man. He got like a he's a fitness guru.
Yeah, so, that's right. That's right. I'm Graylin Walters. I'm a fitness coach, personal trainer, whatever you want to call it.
Whatever you want to call it. What do you call it?
It's all the same. A lot of people try to get fancy. You know, I'm a fitness. This is a, I'm just a trainer.
All right.
I
all
get
right.
people in shape. Okay.
Okay. Okay. That's what's up. And y'all know we got to, I got to give a special shout out to all my top fans. Thank you guys for joining in and keeping up with your boy on a weekly basis. And I got to thank my valued commenters. And those are the people I value everything that they say. And I also have to thank my supporters. Those are the people that put a few dollars in my pocket every month to make sure my cup stays full. And this cup is actually sponsored by somebody this week. I told you guys I would keep saying this cup is sponsored by me until it was sponsored by somebody. And somebody actually sponsored the cup this weekend. They sponsored this entire episode. So we are going to drink to that. And I am happy about that. They told me they wanted to be anonymous. So thank you for supporting and sponsoring this first, well, my first episode that I have sponsored. So I just want to give them a special shout out. And I really appreciate that. It didn't take long to get my first sponsor. So big ups for them sponsoring me. I'm going to give them a little hand clap.
Well deserved. Well deserved.
Appreciate
baby.
That. Appreciate that. Appreciate oh, yeah. that.
Support your boy.
That's right. That's right. And so y'all know how I do things. You know, I got to do a recap of what happened on my page, you know, before we even get into everything. And the first thing I talked about on my page was actually at the beginning of the week. And it was, I said, even if your laptop is in sleep mode, don't leave it on your bed. It is dangerous as fuck. They still get hot. My MacBook on my bed is hot as hell. So, yeah, that's what I had, a MacBook on my bed. The shit was hot. I woke up and felt like my damn bed was on fire. So I just want to make sure people don't leave their MacBook on their bed because that motherfucker does get hot.
This man just saved some lives.
So, yes, that's the first thing I talked about on my page. Then I gave a shout out to Daniel Caesar's new album, and it is called Case Study. Y'all got y'all got Daniel Caesar?
Yeah.
Man, that's a nice ass album. What's, mm-hmm. what's your favorite song on it, though?
I really ain't got like one particular one. I mean, the dude is just raw.
Yeah, it's a badass album. Yeah. My favorite so far has been Superposition. And also like the one he got on there with Brandy mm-hmm. called Love Again. That
was yeah. I like Blessed.
Yeah, on this one? Is Blessed on this one? Yeah. This one, I think you're talking about the last one. I think you're talking about the
last one. What's the one would get you?
Oh, that was like his first one. That's the first one of the second one. Yeah, that one. That this one, he got a new one that dropped, shit, I don't know, about a month ago. A lot of folks, you know what they said, the sales were low because of some shit he said back in March.
Hey, they was hitting. I remember them saying something about him, but I'm thinking about the first album though.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I haven't heard the second one. Yeah, this is actually, I think this is actually his third one. It's pretty hot. And this licking thing that everybody got going around. I posted a picture and this girl posted a picture of some ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually cut the bottom of the ice cream out. And she said, "This is how I'm gonna eat mine." Have y'all know what's going on with all the licking shit?
Licking ice cream and
folks drinking tea and spitting it back in the bottle. They said one chick is she opened a bottle of some mouthwash and put that back in there too.
Who coming up with this anyway? It's got to be one person to come up with this. A million people's following like that. It don't even make no sense. I can go out there right now and spit on the sidewalk and it'll be the thing.
Next thing I talked about on my page was I had a Libra moment. I was Ubering the other day and I was vaping and I also needed some coffee. So I was trying to keep my balance going. I needed something to keep me awake, and I also needed something to like relax my ass. So I put a picture of a vape pen and a picture of a cup of coffee, and I call that a Libra moment. And I said, I need help to relax. One makes me relax and the other keeps me awake. So put that on there too. So that's another thing we talked about. And also I put on there, we talked about the handshake emoji. Y'all keep up with those, all the emojis on your phone?
Yeah.
You know how you can press down on those emojis and they'll change colors, they'll change like brown or whatever, darker brown. You're trying to find the one that matches your skin tone. All of them change colors except the handshake.
I didn't know that, really.
Yeah, all of them change colors except the handshake. So I talked about that. And one dude went on to say they don't want black people to cooperate. They don't want us to agree with each other. That's why they don't have a dark brown handshake.
You know this one?
The praying?
It's not, I find out it's not praying. I find it's high five.
I didn't even know that.
I don't know.
It's praying because like the sleeves are the same color. And I thought if it was high five, it'd have different color sleeves.
You know, I don't.
Well, I'm going to still use it as praying. Yeah, so when I put it out there, when I put it on there, I'm praying.
Yeah. That's what most people are going to take.
And I said, I'll be the first to admit that there have been times that if I put a pickup and it didn't get that many likes, I took that shit down and tried it again. Have y'all ever done that,
man? Yeah. If I see 15 likes on it, it's gone.
Yeah, I'm just taking that shit down.
My pride is hurt.
Man, nigga. I take that shit down fast. If it don't get 25 likes in the first hour, the first 2 hours, I'm taking that shit down.
Yeah.
I'm like, maybe my friend is busy or some shit. I'm going to try it again when everybody else.
You're not going to see no flops on my page.
if you posted something you really like it,
and the
likes are low, it hurts your feelings.
Like, yeah, I'm like, shit, I'm like, especially if I got my shades and shit on. Any picture I put with my shades on, I need to get 100 likes.
And I'll sit there and look at the picture and trying to figure out what is wrong with my picture. And I'm sitting there like, man, come on now. I got my best shirt on.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? My
perfect
looks.
Lighting.
Man. You don't like it. Then the one that you really ain't high on, that's the one
that's
that blow
one
up.
Get a lot of likes. Yeah. And you know what that made me think about, man? We concerned about likes these days, man.
I know.
Shit, all this shit has changed. Now we concerned. Does it fuck with you? So you said it fuck with your ego?
Kind of. Because, I mean, you put like, especially if you put some effort into it, you know what I mean? Like, I really put some effort in this shit. I thought I looked good. Ego, brand new outfit.
And a
boom,
lot of brothers won't
likes.
Admit that shit. A lot of brothers won't admit that shit.
Nah.
That shit fuck with me. I ain't going to lie. Shit fucks with me.
I am not afraid to admit it.
And the next thing I talked about was, I was in a 7-Eleven right there on Crenshaw and Manchester. And them motherfuckers played the best music, man. I stood in that motherfucker like 20, 30 minutes just listening to music. I had made my purchase and everything. I was just standing at the door listening to the shit jamming.
I tell you, you go in certain districts, man, they'll do that.
All right. And next thing I talked about, I'm not going to lie. Hell, I've learned to trust a woman's instinct, even when it's about me. Dude, my girl has accused me of shit that I didn't want to admit. But her instinct was so strong. I was trying to lie my way out. But now it made me think about that shit. I was like, oh, this motherfucker right. She just don't know she right. But I'll be lying to try to get out of it, make her feel like she crazy.
Uh-huh.
But man, the woman's instinct is hell, man.
Oh, I mean, I do that. I mean, I know they right a long time ago. I just don't want to say it.
Right.
And then I apologize like a couple hours later or something. Like I just got it. But I got it a long time ago. I just didn't want to admit it.
Yeah. And then I said, next thing we talked about was nothing sends a message like a woman blocking your ass.
Mm.
If you ain't ever been blocked.
That block.
And that block is powerful, man.
It's
And I came up with, and I was thinking about that because that wasn't even about me, but I've been blocked before. Yeah. I've had some chicks that just randomly block my ass out the blue and didn't even tell me why they were blocking my ass. And it made me, I was like, oh, these motherfuckers, I found out I was fucking with them. Yeah. That's what I'd be thinking. But no, what made me think about that, man, I was talking to one of my homegirls, and her dude was, you could tell he was cheating on her. Mm-hmm. And because he'd never let her come over his house.
That's a dead giveaway right there. That's a dead giveaway.
That's a dead giveaway. And dude, she never went over there. They were dating and had all type of shit going on, but she never been over that dude's house. And she called him up. And I was like, why don't you just block him? And I was like, if you block his ass, that'll send a message right
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that sends a message. And the next thing I talked about then, we're going to get into what we're talking about today. Have y'all been keeping up with that LaShonda Lynch chick? Gonna be the
new, yeah, the new 007.
And what you think about that?
You know what? It's going to take some getting used to, though. I mean, I like the fact that, well, you know, it's a sister. First of all, they gave us a double whammy. I didn't even see this coming. It's a female and she black. Yes. Now I had read before that Idris Elba got a lot of hate when they were suspecting that he was going to be the next one. So yeah, he said that it really kind of hurt him that he was getting a lot of hate because of his color. Then they turn around and then they put her out there. I think it's kind of like damage control or something. Really? You know, okay, I'm right. thinking. I you know what I mean?
People say that.
They're yeah, because the way they did him. They probably got a lot of backlash because with him coming out public with all this, then all of a sudden out the blue, no warning, then they bring her. Now I'm happy for her. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I think it's good. It's a good change of pace. You know, a lot of women are doing lead roles, superhero movies now and everything. And but it's just the idea of why they doing it and how she got it. I just think
it's damage control.
I think it's damage control. Now, really? She's going to do a good job. I think it's going to be successful, but I just think they did my boy wrong. You know, okay. I think it's
so
damage control.
So you think he just turned it down? You think they?
I think that's probably why he turned it down, maybe. Okay. You know, okay. I think he may have kind of like was thinking about it or whatever, and then, you know, he started getting a lot of hate.
Okay.
And things low key. He wasn't talking about it, you know, for a while. And I was wondering, you know, like, why don't he just go ahead and say he's going to be 007? That's what we want. But see, he was the first black that they probably offered, so he had to take all the backlash first. Okay, now she comes along, it's already, you know what I mean? She's getting smooth, you know, she's getting the pass.
Okay, okay.
So,
and you know, a lot of people were confused. They actually thought she was going to take James Bond's place.
No. She's just going to be 007.
Right.
You know, 007 is the code name.
Yeah, he's retired, yeah. Living in Jamaica or something like that.
James Bond is retired, but she's going to take. Like if you've been like, I'm a big James Bond fan. Okay. There's been like one James Bond retired. They always replaced with another one. They did them in the old ones too.
Now let me ask you this. You know what made me think about? So do they always have to call the other ones back out of retirement?
No.
So this is the one time they get a sister.
Mm-hmm.
And a black woman.
Yeah.
And now they got to call him out of retirement. Are they trying to imply that she can't handle it? So they got to call him back out to help her.
I mean,
it just made me think. I was like, you know, let me take it to another level. Are they trying to say she can't handle it? That's why they called him out of retirement.
That's a good point. I didn't even, you know what? I didn't think about it that way. I was thinking, I didn't even think that she was going to be in the same mood with him at the same time. I was thinking like they were just introducing her after he finished. Cause I know they say he's wrapping up.
Okay.
You know, he's like, he barely did this one.
Okay.
They brought him back. I think this is going to, it may be like her introduction. Like if she is in this movie, and I haven't read the storyline or whatever, I don't even think they even put it out yet. Uh-huh. But what my guess is that he's going to do his thing, and then like towards the end or whatever, she's going to like they're going to bring her on. I guess like going to groom her or whatever. She's going to be the next 007 or whatever at the end or something. That's what I'm thinking.
Women,
you know,
women today though are very athletic. Strong,
yeah.
They don't work out like they used to. Like just doing aerobics and trying to eat less and stay little. Now women want muscle. You know what I'm saying? They want to be feminine.
And you would know.
Yeah. women, their fitness level on a whole nother level these days. It's not like it used to be. So
That damsel in the stress stuff, they are erasing that. Now, you know, or the man say, I need a man to save me. Not anymore. Sorry, they saving men.
I get my girl open the jar in a minute.
they carry men on their shoulders out the building.
Man. And the next thing I talked about on Just Jiving this week, look for it, man. Oh, get your tickets to Purple Cup Talk. That's what I talked about. Get your tickets to Purple Cup Talk live tour. It will, the first show will kick off in LA on September 14th. And then from there, I go to DC and Baltimore and Philly and New York. You need to go to my page, just purplecuptalk.com, and get your tickets to Purple Cup Talk live tour starring your boy. That was the next thing I talked about. And then after that, I went to What's Up With Your Girl. And that is when your girl is hanging out with her friends and she posts a picture of some cute ass girls and her friends. And first thing you want to say is like, what's up with your girl? When they're cute. Because I got a friend
that posted. We've all done that.
Boy.
It's just automatic.
Dude. I'm like, and so I was like, maybe, you know, you need to start labeling your pictures. Like, you need to put your friends, like, put like a little letter up there so I know if the girl married, if you can hit it, if she's single, if she fucking with a dude, but it ain't serious, mm-hmm. or if she, you know, ain't in a relationship. So I was telling all women to make sure they label their pictures so dudes won't have to hit them up like, what's up with your girl? Because my homegirl posted a picture the other day. Every motherfucker on there was fine. All of them.
Yeah.
And dudes were all on the company, all in the thread, like, man, who was that? Who was that? Who was that? And I didn't want to hit her up because I'm straight. I don't need, but dude, I wanted to hit him like, man, one of these motherfuckers is fine, but I'm good over here. But yeah. And so dudes were just hitting her up, like, what's up with that? Who is this in the middle? Who is this? Who is that? And so I'm telling all women, label your pictures so we will know what is going on with whoever. And a lot of ladies on this thread also said, make sure you do that as well. Make sure the men label their pictures too. Because I got some boys, I ain't going to lie. We all got some attractive partners. And you post pictures and your female friends want to hit you up like, who is the dude in the middle? Who is this one? Who is this one? So I get that too. So I might need to start labeling my pictures as well.
At least tag them.
At least tag them.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least tag them. At least tag them. And the new Rafael Sadiq single, I posted that. Y'all heard that one?
I just heard that yesterday.
Yes.
I didn't even know that was him for a second. Yeah, I had to kind of listen to it.
You are behind. Because you still on Daniel Caesar's first one. I'm like, man, he had two albums since then. He talking about the one with Blessed on there. That was the first one.
He's a big oldies guy though.
Okay. That make up for it. And then the next thing we talked about. I don't know if y'all know this, but you can go to mylife.com and they will, you get your reputation score.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, you can log in, put your name in, and they'll tell you like what, I don't know if it's like what people think about you. It's just like what information, all the information like on the internet, like credit, the amount of times you done moved, all that stuff affects your reputation score. And just how people perceive you on social media, how businesses perceive you. And I got a low ass reputation score. My reputation score is a 1.82 out of 5. Did y'all even know they did that type of
thing? I didn't know that. I didn't know you can go that low. That's crazy. I can just imagine what mine going to be. I'm not even going to do it.
Dude, try this shit out, man. Man, I was like, damn, this motherfuckers don't like me. I'm like, I got a 1.82. And so other people start, you know, putting their, they start doing it too. A lot of people's like, you know, got twos, threes, fours, fives, but you know, shit, my shit is a 1.82.
People gonna hate for no reason.
I don't know what it's all. I don't know how they come up with, I don't know what the type of metrics they use, but my shit is low.
I probably wouldn't even get a score. I'd probably just say kill yourself or something.
Okay. And you know what, man? So next thing I talked about is yesterday I was just chilling in the car. Then we're going to get on to what we going to have this Purple Cup talk about today. Next thing we talked about was man, you ever been like just sitting in the parking lot somewhere and you just like because you didn't feel like driving home. Dude, I was like half a mile from the crib and I sat in the parking lot for over an hour because I didn't feel like driving home. And I just played on my phone and shit. And I was tired as hell. So that's. Talked about that, yes. And a lot of people talking about they done fell asleep in their driveway because they didn't feel like going in.
Mm-hmm.
One lady was talking about how, you know, when she don't want to be bothered with her kids or her husband, she'll just circle around. You be driving around the block and shit.
Yep.
So I talked about that. Then this face app.
The old man or the old dude. Person, whatever.
Yes. Did y'all do that?
Yeah.
I haven't done it yet. I just
You didn't post yours?
No, I ain't ready for that. I ain't like my pit.
You're like, yo,
They all look. Some people's look pretty good.
Mine actually looked all right. I mean, some of them, you know, I look like Santa. I like Santa Claus on a couple of them because of my beard. You know, that's when I had the full.
Yeah, I saw yours. Yeah, I mean,
how does it work? You just take a selfie and then
no, dude. And that's another thing I want to talk about. You actually you download the app and it gets access to like all your photos and it'll pull one of your photos. You select the photo that you want, you know, to age or make the changes to. You can even make yourself look younger or add a beard or add sunglasses, change the color of your hair. Yeah. And so when I put that in, so when you, it pulls from your pictures and it just ages it. It does whatever you request it to do. And so a lot of people are making themselves look old. But here's the thing. They were talking about that today, that it's a Russian company that developed this app. And they're saying that it, if you look at the terms and conditions when you download it, it can use your information or your pictures to do whatever they want to do with it. So it's like they got access to your phone. They got access to your email address. Like that. You don't like stuff like that. And, you know, a lot of people are talking about take it off your phone. But I'm like, man, they've been in our shit anyway. I mean, shit, the minute you log on to Facebook, I think they got access.
They do. Yeah. They already got.
Facebook, that's what I said.
Getting in trouble left and right for our information.
Yeah, they already got our shit anyway. So I don't see why people are making such a big deal.
The government got it, too.
They got everything. Everybody got it anyway. That's what I was thinking. And the next thing I talked about this week was just because I give you a compliment, it doesn't mean I'm trying to fuck or make you my woman.
Oh. Oh man, that's a big one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you can't blame women for thinking, because most of the time when you out, especially if you're at a spot, you are trying to. I mean,
you know, because sometimes, you know, you can just be in the grocery store. You might just want to pass by a moment, be like, yeah, just like, hey, you know, you're a pretty woman and keep going. That don't mean I'm just an old school dude. I just appreciate, you know, beautiful women. I can just compliment a woman and keep moving. I ain't got to stop and try to get your number, no shit like that. I can just keep moving.
I do it all the time. I mean, you know, I mean, I get where they're coming from, though, because they get, if the woman fine, she getting approached all the time by all walks of life.
Do you really think that? Because I hear a lot of women that say they don't get, like a lot of fine women, that say they don't get approached like we think they do.
Yeah.
I've heard that side of it too. But they get approached though.
Yeah, they get approached.
But they don't get approached by the guys they want to approach them. You know what I mean? That's what it is.
Yeah.
So those guys, they intimidate the guys that they feel like they intimidate the guys that they want to talk to them or whatever.
I never understood a dude when he say, or when women say, dudes say they intimidated by a woman. I have never understood that. How the hell are you going to be intimidated by anybody? I'm not just saying a woman, just period.
You got nothing to lose. What's going to happen?
Shoot your damn shot, man.
Yeah.
So if a woman gave you a compliment, you think she's trying to, you know, you think she's trying to smash?
Not necessarily. You can tell by mannerisms.
Okay.
I look at the mannerism. If she's saying, and she has like a certain look in her eye, and she's kind of like, you know, got the little mannerism going
on.
Yeah. She's trying to holler. But if a chick just walking by real quick with a quick smile, saying, oh, you look nice today, whatever, walk by, that's just a regular random compliment. You know?
So you don't take it like she's trying to hit?
No. I know how to filter them. You know what I mean? I can tell.
Said you don't know?
I mean, for most women, they're not gonna like just randomly compliment you unless, you know,
women
they're
don't
interested.
Really do that.
Well, I mean basically
not in passing. You know,
I mean, if you don't know the woman, if you know her,
I guess I should say most of these women I already know.
Okay.
You know, so I guess that there is a difference. Now, a random woman, that's a whole different story, I guess.
So if a random woman compliments you, you think she's trying to hit?
Oh yeah, because like especially if she's
quick,
you pick up on that real quick. I'm like, I'd be hearing the Al Green music in the background. I'd be like, okay.
So right. Random woman compliments you think she's trying to hit, but if it's somebody you already know, she just hey, you look good today.
More than like, especially
if she I'm gonna say she's older. She's trying to.
Yeah,
I'm cougars.
Yeah.
Would you date an old lady?
I have.
Like how much old? How old are you? Are you not even 40, are you?
Yeah, I'm 44.
Oh shit, okay.
I'm old head.
Oh damn, you old school. Okay, shit, I'm thinking you like a young ass dude. Like how much older though? How much older have you dated?
It's 12 years. I was 30.
Okay. Oh, women,
she was in shape though. She looked young.
You knew that was coming, right?
Like in fucking shape. She was in fucking shape.
All of it. All of it. She worked out. She was real healthy. Eat that whole foods. You know.
Why people think they eat healthy when they go? Hey, he said she ate whole foods. You know. You go to Whole Foods, you eating healthy. She ate Whole Foods, man. She went to Trader Joe's. Yeah, she was healthy, man. Yeah, I dated an old chick one time.
Oh, yeah?
I was, she was in her 50s. I was younger. And, you know, she just, I ain't gonna lie, it seemed like she fucked different. She was like, she fucked like from a different generation. Like, the shit she said was just different. Like, like what the fuck is she talking about? Like, she just fucked different. I mean, I'm like, you know what I mean?
Be still, young man. Yeah. You be still, young man. I don't
know what it was, man. It just seemed like the shit she said and the shit, her movements were just different. Like is she about to two-step or some shit? It just seemed like she just fucked different.
I don't know,
and
man.
I feel like it was a different experience when I got up. I was just like, damn, that was different. Like, she fucked me different.
Yeah,
like,
good way or bad way.
I mean, I was confused. But
made you feel like you got one. Made you feel like you got with one of your mom friends or something. Girl, your son is off the chain.
Right.
Dude, we always used to like mama friends. She already had one of them bad come by the house.
Dude, you always had mama friends?
No.
I used to have that look in my eye. Boy, you get out of here. Get out of this room.
My mama had a couple of friends were cute. Now, you know, just check them out. Not like drool at them out.
Nah.
Like, yeah, she cute. Like, you know, I get a look, you know.
You just knew they was attractive. That's all.
Right. And that, you know what's funny? You mentioned that. I talked about that, how like women, when we were growing up, it seemed like 50-year-olds. I mean, just because we were younger. After I thought about it, it seemed like 50-year-olds look, they don't look like they look now.
No.
Oh, no. It's different.
These 50-year-old motherfuckers today. And they, I'm saying it like they
good.
Old, but I'm like,
no disrespect to the 50-year-olds in our past.
Right. No disrespect. I mean, shit, because I'm close to 50 now, but it just seemed like they look different, man. I'm like, damn, 50 look different.
I think the people, the older generation, I think when they were 50, the reason why they looked like they was 50, they went a whole lot more than we, you know what I'm saying? They had to march. They had to, we shall overcome. They had to do a whole lot of stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, I ain't never marched in my life. I ain't stressed out like that.
They had a different set of stresses.
Way more kids back then. You
gas
know?
Prices and shit.
Yeah,
they went through Reaganomics and shit.
It was different. they had a lot of weight on their shoulders back then.
But it was a mentality too.
Yeah,
you know, back then when you turned like 40, it was over.
Yeah, your life was over.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm old. Most people married, kids. I'm been on my job.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get
just buy,
and
just
shit.
Buy the big white New Balance shoes, tuck your shirt in,
put that thick sole on too, boy.
Man, I'm you know they always say never. I don't think I'll ever wear them damn shoes.
No,
it's old. You put them shoes on, it's over for you. You might as well go to a home.
I think you know what there is a home, like there's like a senior living home that when you like register to check in and like be you know live there, they give you some of them shoes.
I believe
it. No, I'm just bullshit.
I'm about to say, don't forget the white socks with them, too. Right. They got them white socks with them.
But, dude, you remember them boots back in the day that the old cats used to wear with the zippers on the side?
Yeah. Damn, my dad had some black
ones. Dude, we called them daddy boots. And me and my boy, we used to say when you were at the hospital, if you had a boy, they handed you some of them boots.
Oh, man. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, damn, daddy boots.
Man, and they always stay shiny too. Shiny all as the time. Hell.
You never saw some dusty daddy boots.
Mm-mm.
Never.
They were serious about those shining shoes. Remember when daddy used to make us?
Man.
Dude, you know, that was like my first, shit, I ain't gonna call it job, but that's how I made my money. Like with my pops, I went out on the corner shining shoes.
Yeah.
But he'd give me like a dollar a pair of shoes.
That used to be, but you gotta remember, back in our dad's days, that was the job.
Yes. Yes.
You know?
When yes.
You kid, yeah. They used to do it in barbershops all the time.
Yeah, they don't really shine shoes like that no more. We don't really wear those type of shoes.
Nah.
I saw an old man in the airport in Vegas. He had a stool. He was still, I was just like blown away. I say, wow, this dude like from a time machine, man. He was old and had the old school chair and everything. Shining shoes in there. A black dude too. I was like, man, I should have taken a picture of that.
Yeah, they don't do shit like that like mm-hmm. they used to, man. It used to be this when I lived in Dallas, I had got real cool with this old school dude that was the shine shoes. He shined shoes at the liquor store, office buildings, and all that shit. Real cool. I can't even think of dude's name, man. He was like my partner too. But you know, he was one of them dudes that, you know how like old dudes, they don't want to let their hair go.
Yeah.
Be bald up here. So he was bald. He didn't have no hair at the top or on the sides, but this motherfucker had a long ass ponytail.
he probably older than everything. He didn't want to let it go.
He was a cool dude though, man. That was like, he was like an uncle to me or some shit. But I cannot think of that dude's name. Can't think of his name.
I got much love for the old school dudes, man. I love those dudes. Because you learn so much, man. You it's do. Like, you know, it's a never ending learning process with them.
You're right. And I know you said you before we get into, like, I know you said you wanted to talk about the Area 51 thing.
Oh, yeah. Now, first of all, we already know you climb that fence, you're going to get shot. They said they had, like, if I'm not mistaken, they said they had, like, a million people chiming in, talking about they're going to, they said they can't shoot all of us. So they talking about they're going to bum rush.
Like, some, like a Naruto rush or something like that?
You know, well, you know, kind of like how the people, how they do here in L.A., how they bump rush the stores and do like the
robbing stores.
Yeah, man. They robbing stores, grab what they call it, smash and grab.
Yeah.
So they're gonna try to do a massive version of that at the Area 51. I don't know if they're gonna try to grab.
Just try to see if the aliens in there.
They wanna see what's in it. But you know what?
If there's some aliens in there, you think I wanna see that shit?
You ain't getting out of there. And you know what they said? US Air Force said, don't you come over here. Say, come over if you want to.
They gonna fuck them up?
Man, it's gonna be a mad.
When they talk about
the first person that gets shot in front of you, you're not gonna try that. You're like, all
right, hell
get
no. That.
You know they gonna run? Look, man, people get shot in regular hood shootings. What everybody do? They scatter like roaches. Yep. You think everybody gonna, I'm still gonna try. No, they not.
No, I know I ain't gonna do this. No.
Ain't nobody
black doing this shit.
You know this ain't no black people that's saying this stuff, right? We could care less about Area 51.
I don't give a fuck about Area 51.
I don't care about Area 51. You go in there, you ain't gonna never come out. Because if you see too much, you ain't never coming out. You're gonna be one of the science projects in there.
Do you really believe in aliens?
Man, I don't necessarily believe in aliens, but I believe they got some stuff in there, man, that they just don't want us to know. It's some stuff. I believe they got probably Abraham Lincoln froze up in there or something. Abraham Lincoln might be froze up in that joint. You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know, man.
So Stranger Things.
That's my show.
You said you done like finished the whole damn series.
Well, I did.
All the episodes.
I did.
I'm on, what is it, episode 5 mm-hmm. in this new season? You watching it too?
Nah, I don't watch stuff.
He don't watch nothing with monsters and science fiction.
I was like that at first though. Mm-hmm. Have you tried it?
No, I haven't. Who's the star in it?
This is some kids. I don't even know their names. Really,
kids. They look different than they. I'm just gonna say it. They some ugly ass kids.
they got the weirdest looking kids they can find.
Yeah, that's some ugly ass kids.
They picked the right kids for the show.
You know what? Let me not say they ugly.
They just weird looking. They just weird looking. They look haircuts. Just like the characters for real.
Their characters are ugly. I don't know how they look in real life.
But
them haircuts and them some weird.
Well, you know it's 80s themed though.
I know.
But
I know.
Still, we didn't look like that.
Dude,
we had some ugly clothes.
You kind of look like that back then. No, I'm just kidding.
Corduroys.
Now, I ain't gonna lie. My mom did buy them corduroy pants all the time, man. I used to hate that. So I guess that could count. I could have been on the show. And no matter what time of year, I had them corduroys on.
Are you serious? You wore corduroys year round?
All year round, man. My mom even bought me a Jason Voorhees version of it. Remember that green jacket he used to wear? I had the corduroy version of it.
Man, are you serious?
Yeah, man. I still to this day. Am I lying, Grayling? I had a pair of corduroy pants for every day of the week. I had sky blue, baby powder blue. I had chocolate brown. I had black. I had regular blue, and then I think I had a green pair, like a military green. Man, I used to be so mad, man.
Yeah, what kind of shoes did you have on though?
Man, no name brands. I had a pair called Olympics. And I know everybody out there ain't never heard of Olympics. It looked like some Nikes, but it wasn't Nikes.
Dude, do you remember? Like, I don't know if they called them this everywhere, but in the Bluff, we called them Larry's.
Oh, yeah.
Larry's. $1.99.
Yep. Generic shoes Larry's. Were called
they
Larry's.
They make your feet feel fine.
Who in the hell was Larry?
I have no idea. And people used to get beat up over Larry's. You Larry. What you doing with them shoes on? You get stole on just for wearing a Larry's.
Fucking Larry's.
I ain't even buy the shoes. Look at jumped on.
Cold, you call them Larry layups.
Yeah, Larry layups. I never saw a person play basketball in those.
Larry Bird at first. I was like, no.
No, Larry Bird would sue us for saying that.
No, you know, Larry Bird had them weapons.
Yeah.
Y'all remember the weapons?
Oh, yeah, the green.
His were black and white.
Yeah, black and white.
Yeah, he had some black and white weapons, and Magic Johnson had the purple, you know.
They were made by Converse, right? Yeah,
I was the only brother rocking the Larry Bird weapons.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody else had on Magic Johnson. And yep. I was the only, like, man, you like that white dude shoes, man. You a sellout. I just thought, man, Larry Bird was my dude. I always wanted
he was
to be
cold, though,
Larry
man.
Bird was cold.
Larry Bird was cold.
Larry Bird said he didn't want no white guy guarding him.
He was too good.
Yeah, he said, it says insult.
Are you serious?
Yeah. He no white guy guarding me. He learned the plays, he's playing against brothers in like.
Where's Larry Bird from?
Indiana.
Oh, that's true.
He had that wood backboard on that goal. That jugger
with
boy,
no net.
Man, that's where he got his 3-point shot from. That dude could shoot lights out.
Yeah, he was.
You couldn't stop him. And he get like, I ain't never seen anybody can get 15 rebounds in a game and you barely jump off the ground. You know, he couldn't jump, but he always had a lot of rebounds.
Yeah, he did have a lot of damn rebounds.
Yeah.
But he's 6'10".
I didn't realize where he was.
He's a big dude.
He's a big ass dude.
Mm-hmm.
Barry would fight, too.
Yeah, he would.
Yeah, he had hands. Remember back in the day, you just automatically think he could beat up a white
dude? Yeah. Some of them, that white boy's fight with pride, though. I'm not going to let
dude, back in the day, if you got beat up by a white dude,
all the
brothers are going to beat your ass.
Yep.
I mean, you let that white dude beat
your you pass
up.
Is revoked.
Yes. If you let a white dude beat you up.
Yeah.
And dude, I remember I beat a white dude up in our neighborhood because he was like a bully. But he never fought nobody. He was just always talking shit. And I beat the dude's ass for picking on this dude.
Yeah.
He said he going to go get his gun and shit. And I said, I'm going to go get my knife. And this motherfucker.
Knife.
I went and got a damn knife. And this motherfucker, you know, white boys had guns back then because they went hunting and shit.
They always got guns. They always got guns.
Yeah. And I cut my damn hand on my own damn knife trying to put the knife back in the case because I was in the house sharpening that motherfucker. Like, I'm going to cut this motherfucker. I was like maybe 12. And I was trying to, it was a fish fillet knife.
Oh, yeah. You filleted your hand.
Man, them motherfuckers were sharp as hell.
Yeah,
I was trying to put it back in the case. I was like, yeah, I'm going to go cut his ass now. And I put it back in at a bad angle, and it came through the case and slipped my hand up. But yeah, I wasn't going to let no white dude beat me up, man. I've always been nervous about a white dude beating me up.
But anyway. Yeah, you fight with an extra, with that.
You fight
with
white.
You know, the daytime, though, you got to be careful with everybody now. All this MMA and mixed martial arts stuff now, man.
Okay.
Go to Orange County and try to fight a white boy in Orange County.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to get choked out. All right, man, it's over. It's over. It's over. I can't breathe. It's over. Boy, you get choked out so quick. I'd be like, hey, man, y'all go. I'm going to fight him by myself. I want y'all to see this. white boys can fight in Orange County, man.
How do you know?
Because they got MMA gyms.
Have you fought a white dude in Orange County?
I'm too smart not to fight him.
You see that cauliflower ear?
Yeah, you see the cauliflower ear? Don't fight him.
What the fuck is the cauliflower ear?
Man, that's from wrestling. When they had a cauliflower, all that calcium buildup, that's from a lot of headlocks and stuff.
Yeah, like it's knotted up. It's all knotted up.
That's from fighting. That's from fighting on a daily basis. Yeah, this is what they do. That's what they do. That's why all them white boys went to MMA because a lot of them can't box. So they went to MMA. They're learning choke holds, arm bars, knee bars. You don't want them to put that on you in the street. Leave him alone. Just shake his hand.
I'm too old to be fighting
alone.
Anyway, man.
Yeah,
I ain't
man.
Gonna fight nobody.
No,
especially these little young cats when they talk shit. You know, if I can't give them a quick throw punch, I ain't fucking with them. They too quick, man. They quick, they strong. I'm like, man, I'm damn near 50, man. I ain't got time to be fighting you.
There's a reason why dudes our age not in sports no more.
Right.
We passed our prime.
Right.
So,
right.
I don't want to hear that.
Hear what? Pass our prime.
Pass our prime.
Shit, go out there and fight a 22-year-old.
I'm like, hey, I keep myself in pretty good shape. I'm not a fighter,
right?
But he gonna have to work to whoop me.
Cause you in shape.
He gonna
you got the win.
And that's why one reason why I go to the boxing gym.
I
like to hit the bag, man. Just learning some basic stuff.
You know? He pretty good too.
Oh yeah,
yeah, he pretty good.
How often do you box?
Probably go like twice a week.
Oh, for real? Yeah. What gym out there? Where y'all live?
Lakewood. Like,
where the hell is that?
Like next to Long Beach.
Yeah, we right on the border of Long Beach.
Okay. So damn, it took y'all a long time to get there.
No, it didn't take that long.
Oh, for real?
Man, once you LA, when you be here for so long, LA don't seem big. Like
it's really not big.
Mm-mm.
It's just the traffic.
The traffic
make you think it's big.
The traffic make you feel like you're on an island, like a huge island. The traffic does. You know, because it add 2 hours to your commute. A 30-minute commute is like 2 hours with the traffic.
Dude, because I live, I don't know, about 8 miles from here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, about 10. Something like that. It took 56 minutes to go 10 miles.
Yeah, that 10 miles shot up to like 56 miles.
Yeah, that shit was I'm like, man, that's all that traffic, man. It just.
They traffic.
Just get on my
All the freeways, man.
You'd be good in the morning, but coming home, you'd be like, man, I ain't feeling this.
How far you work from here, though?
From here?
Yeah, from your house. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Let me see.
Don't you work in Bellflowers and shit?
Mm-mm. Winter Park. That's in Orange County.
Oh, that's how you know about them white dudes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Hey, you can see. Hey, they walk around with that cauliflower ear all day.
I'm glad you told me that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, big white boys, too.
Always check the ears.
Yeah.
Because you used to think it was just the Chinese motherfuckers in the jet.
No, it ain't just them more. Mm-mm. It ain't just them no more.
You know, I'm like, if I'm talking shit to a Chinese dude, I always like kind of like calm down. Like, hold on, this motherfucker might roundhouse your ass real quick.
Hey, look.
He may not be big.
You can go to YouTube right now, man. I forgot this dude's name. It's a white dude. Old school white dude guy. He had a dojo in Dallas or Houston, one of them.
Uh-huh.
And this pimp, black dude pimp, street pimp, was beating on his girls, like kind of like across the street from his dojo.
Uh-huh.
And he went outside to like come out. Now, first of all, he coming out there with a whole karate suit on. Now, the dude completely ignored the white guy. So he didn't look at this guy and say, oh, this dude might can do something. He just went up to him like, hey, man, you need to mind your own business, whatever. Man, that white dude gave him a warning. He said, hey, man, step back, man. Do not. He said, don't hit her no more and don't approach me. Dude said, what you going to do about it? He walked up to him. He raised one hand up. I kid you not. I promise on everything. Hit that man on the side of the neck. That man went down like a sack of bricks, man. And was out. He was out. He was out.
Neck chopped him.
Neck chopped him. Like on TV. I used to think that was fake. You know, like when people neck chop you on TV and knock him out back in the day. He actually did that. He hit him right where that juggler was. And it wasn't like a super hard hit. Dude went down like he got shot. And he left him laying out there.
And told the bitches to go on.
Yep.
But you know, speaking of the movies, man, you ever notice how, you know, I'm all about it. Like, I don't know what to hit. Like this punch, this shit right here.
Yeah, that wishbone.
Yeah, that wishbone. Denzel always do that movies. You always
Equalizer.
Yeah.
That's like, one of my favorite movies. I like both of them.
He do that every damn movie. He going to hit you here and just fuck you
like
up.
That Adam's apple bad.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, you know, I don't know Adam's apple could even break, man, until I was, I didn't know you could break an Adam's apple.
I had heard of it, but I didn't know if it was true or not, but I guess you can. It is a bone, ain't it?
It's some cartilage or some shit.
Well, it can break.
You know, and okay, speaking of that, last week on my podcast, on the episode, I was talking about, I don't know if y'all knew this, but your dick could break. I'm going to keep talking about that.
I heard about that.
Now I got some dudes on here. I had a woman on here last week and she couldn't really get in there with me. She was just like, oh, okay. But yeah, so did you know your dick could break?
Yeah, I heard that. Yep. Yeah. If that bad boy is rock hard like a pipe and you bend that bad boy wrong, it's going to break.
And a lot of people, I posted it on my page and a lot of women were talking about, like they were nurses and shit. And they, like, they were saying like a lot of like in ER nurses, they're like, you just have no idea how many men come in there with broke dicks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times the position that normally causes them to break is a woman riding.
And if I'm not mistaken, I don't think it heals right either. I think it ends up when it does kind of heal or whatever, it's like deformed looking. So your career, your porno career is over. It's a wrap.
So yeah. Anything else y'all want to talk about, man? I'm finna look up something.
Man, what's up with your boy R. Kelly, man?
First of all, do y'all still listen to R. Kelly music?
Nope.
I can't do it, man.
I look at him totally different now, man. I ain't gonna lie. I was kind of hanging on for a while, though. I hung on for some years until recently. Didn't you hear? They just found 20 more videotapes of him with underage chicks just a few days ago. That's why he's in jail right now.
Are you serious?
20 more.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, okay, right, it's right. One thing if he had just all one, right, and then they said, and then he denied it, and then you know, he got off, or maybe even two, and he got off. But man, this dude probably got about, like, if you include all the other videos, he probably got about 30, 40 videotapes that they know of. And then what gets me is they found out these things from his staff. So I'm like, so my thing is, you can't just be mad at R. Kelly. Why it take y'all so long to
that's you know what I'm saying? I said that too. I'm like, you know, y'all guilty. Y'all just as guilty.
Yeah, y'all knew this was going on.
Y'all just as guilty, but y'all guilty too.
30 plus years, y'all knew this was going on. Y'all let him get away with it, up there, bump a ground on stage. Yeah, he probably was paying. But now all of a sudden, their conscience, because he see what it is, the reason why they snitching on him now, he ain't got no more money. You know, he's broke. Man. So they ain't making no money off of him. He can't perform no more. From my understanding, he's down to like his last $100,000+.
What?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yep. He's almost flat broke. He's not performing anymore. He can't, they won't let him go overseas perform. They won't let him
still locked up though, right?
Yeah, he locked up right now. Well, they haven't sentenced him to anything. They just got him for under investigation. I don't know if he's going to be on, I don't know if they're going to let him have bail. I haven't gotten that far with it, but, yeah, I mean, I feel like all of them should be arrested. They was all a part of it.
I hope this is probably the best thing to happen for him was to get caught and then locked up because it's a sickness, man.
Yeah, that's a sickness. That's a sickness.
To be attracted to.
That's a sickness, man. That's under fucked age. Up. Young women, man. I've been. Mm-hmm. If that was my daughter,
they're not even women.
I don't even kill this dude.
Some of them not even women. Yeah. Some of them like 12, 13 years old and stuff. Yeah, they had one with a chick was she was like a little girl like 14 years old or something like that. You know, yeah.
Okay, I want to ask y'all about this Serena. Did y'all see that picture?
The picture what?
Serena on the cover of that magazine. I'm
gonna show
it to you.
I haven't seen it.
I'm gonna show it to you. Then I'm gonna read this. Then I'm gonna read what this this writer said. I guess he's a company writer. So this is the picture. That's Serena. It was on the cover of a magazine. I guess it was like last week or the week before.
Mm.
It may have been last week. And I'm going to read what this guy said, and you tell me what you think.
Okay.
You said, okay, okay, I see.
So this guy says,
this was on D.L. Hughley's page. He said, a man wrote a commentary about Serena Williams' cover on Harper's Bazaar. He stated the photo, which shows Serena's partially exposed butt, is beneath her greatness and perpetuates the notion that no matter how accomplished you are as a Black woman, you must still be sexualized to be appreciated. Do you think Serena's pic is over-sexualized or empowering?
It's over-sexualized.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, man. I mean, everyone knows Serena has a nice, a big butt. You know what I'm saying? She's in shape. You don't have to exploit yourself like that.
So you think she's exploiting? So let me ask you this. Because you can see just like the cheek. And you can see her damn near the whole cheek. If she had on a two-piece bikini with a thong, and somebody caught a picture of her doing that, would you still say the same thing? You think it's because it's like this?
That's different.
Okay. Okay.
You're at a beach or something.
Okay.
Are you going to like at a beach?
Yeah. Let's talk about it as it is.
Okay.
Tell me why you think it's over sexualized.
Because, I mean, it's just whoever, I feel like the photographer or whoever's over that, the whole shoot. They looking for something sexual, you know, and she's Black women, in my opinion, a lot of people look at them like in a sexual way, wrongfully in a sexual way.
Okay.
And a lot of times, you know, you see the videos and they get portrayed in a certain way that they might not be. And I mean, Serena Williams is one of the greatest tennis players of all time, you know, and I don't feel like she had to take a picture with half your cheek, your butt out.
Why you say that?
I mean, but why? I mean,
so you think, like, let me ask you this. So you think because she's on a certain level? Yeah, she don't have to do stuff like that no more. So do you think people need to do that to get to that level? Or once you at that
she's
level,
already
you don't
need here.
So you don't think she needs to do that? Yeah, you think it was like for attention?
Exactly. And then, you know, she's getting older. She's getting older. True. She has a kid now. I just feel like she's married, right? She's married.
Yeah, she married to
I don't feel like you have to go that way.
I think a white dude.
Yeah, she married to a white dude.
Mm-hmm.
What you think, man?
I don't think it was really like necessary for her to do it because I think she's like already, high she gonna get. You know what I mean? I feel like she should, but then again, you know, I look at it, well, she probably was like, well, maybe this is art. But I agree with my brother though. Black women have been exploited for so many years, not just recently. I'm talking about since the slave days. Mm-hmm. There was a slave, you know, I'm debating on history. Well, there was a slave woman that had a real big booty, right? Back in the day. Mm-hmm. And she was like, it was in France. She was owned by a slave owner in France. He was rich. And they were just marveling over her body. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so they used to put her on display like, you know, like a freak show. And don't you know, when she died, they dismembered her body and they kept her butt cheeks. I'm serious. They kept her butt cheeks. Look it up. They kept
her name, man.
I'm gonna text it to you. Yeah. Yeah, they were so amazing. White people had, because you know, I don't know how they were built back then. They must have been book bag booties or something.
You know how women look when they got the implants?
Yeah.
Implants that went bad.
Mm-hmm,
That's how hers.
Yeah, she was he knows what I'm talking about. I just can't think of her name at the moment. I'll text it to you when I find it.
Okay.
But it was, I thought that was an interesting story that they actually kept her remains and put it on display, like in a museum and everything, for a long time until I think her family, her descendants or whatever, I think they were trying to get them back for years, so they can just bury her. You know what I mean? Like, let the lady, you know what I'm saying?
They were trying to get the ass back?
They were trying to they just wanted her remain out of respect for her. They just wanted to bury her. You know what I mean? Okay. Yeah, they were like, yeah, he said, toenails, everything. Yeah,
give us the bring that ass to me. Yep. We need the ass back.
Bring it back.
Okay.
And man, I was like, man, you know, like that's, well, how sick is that? You know what I mean? Yeah.
So you think it's over sexualized? I'm not gonna say it's empowering. But I don't know if I want to use the word sexualized. I'm not gonna say she did or didn't need to do it. Man, I just thought it was just I just thought it was a damn picture.
I just thought
it was a picture. Of course I saw the ass.
Yeah.
You know, I just on the picture. But I didn't really give it that much, you know, attention. I was just like, oh, that's a nice ass picture. I just thought it was some art.
Yeah. I where I thought she was trying to get at was the art.
I like the way her hair was flowing, the whole look back. Like,
I was looking at the background and all that.
I just thought it was a piece of art. I didn't really.
But you know.
Did I notice the ass? Yes.
Our society, you know, they're going to sexualize it, though.
Yeah.
You know, she may not. Now, what I'm saying is she may not have did it for that reason, but society is going to sexualize. Yeah. If you show any kind of skin, especially if you got halfway a body or something, they're going to, in their minds, they're going to be perverted and look at it a different way from what they ain't looking at it as art. I put it that way. Even though she may be looking at it as art, society's not.
Okay, so you think society may have
everything,
sexualized,
man,
and not necessarily, she wasn't necessarily, yep. She may not have been trying to get that type of attention.
Yeah, I don't think she was trying to get that kind of attention. Well, I think she truly thought it was like something art, you know, artistic.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the public, you know, you got a lot of people out there that got perverted minds. They see their butt cheek and they just like, oh man, regular pictures.
Yeah, like, they didn't do that for me.
Shoulder showing or something, you know, like any kind of skin. You know, people, we live in a perverted world now.
Yeah.
You know?
True. Look, man, I hate to end this, but shit, we got like 3 minutes left and I need to wrap this up.
All right.
Y'all got any closing remarks? I always like to let people have some closing remarks so they can, you know, say what they want to say. Man, please shout your business out.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Shout your shit out. So you can follow me on Instagram. Graylin Walters.
Spell Graylin because it ain't like it's some common shit. It ain't like a mic.
Spell G, as in great, RALYN, Walters. My page is Lean Made by Lifestyle because the only way to really
hold on. You see where that motherfucker set up? He's like, I'm about to get into it. He said,
that's right.
I'm going to break it down for you.
He leaned into that shit.
Yeah, my word now. The only way you will achieve your fitness levels, your highest fitness level, is if you make it your lifestyle.
And
it's an everyday lifestyle.
And if y'all could see him, y'all, the brother fine. He got pecs and shit. He got the pecs, he got the guns, and he also worked on his legs. You know how a lot of folks, they'll just do the upper body. He got the calves and shit. So, ladies, if you see him, holler at him, Graylin Walters.
Lean made by lifestyle. Lean made by lifestyle. If you're in the Long Beach, L.A., Orange County area, DM me. Let's make it happen.
He said DM me. See?
DM me.
You going to get some DMs now.
All right, bro. Go ahead.
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram, Larceo World, L-A-R-C-E-O, World, all one word on there. I'll be putting up updates where I'll be, what club I'm going to be, and all this stuff, and do my comedy, do my thing. And I also put, like, I like to put little videos. I'm trying to get me and my boy, we're going to try to do some little videos, do some sketch comedy and stuff like that, you know? So be on the lookout for that.
Okay, and I got to thank you guys for checking me out on this sixth episode. Larceo, Graylin, man, y'all are my first male guest, man.
Yeah,
I appreciate that, man, for real.
Appreciate you.
So when this Thanks blows up, I'll always be able to say, man, them motherfuckers were the first dudes I had on my show. I'll always remember that, man. I appreciate that. These are my homeboys from the crib.
Yes, sir.
I didn't grow up with them, but I knew them. Well, I knew Larceo. I didn't know Graylin. But so if I knew Larceo, I guess you can say I knew Graylin. So they from the crib. I got to give much love to them. Much love to Pine Bluff, Arkansas. That's our hometown. That's our hometown. I always got to show love to the crib. And so I want to thank you guys for listening. This is the sixth episode of Purple Cup Talk, where we talk about real shit, random shit, and relatable shit. Sometimes you get one. Sometimes you get two. Sometimes you get all three. And please go get your tickets to the Purple Cup Talk live tour. It starts in L.A. on September 14th. You can just go to purplecuptalk.com. Share this. You can also listen to this on iTunes, Spotify, purplecuptalk.com, SoundCloud, Google Play. You can listen to it everywhere. There's a podcast damn near. So just continue to show some love and share this with your people. I really appreciate these dudes, and I appreciate you guys for listening. You guys be careful out there in them streets. And I'm Reggie Hathorn. Now, I told y'all I probably was going to fuck up some when I was doing this. I told y'all I was probably going to fuck up some. So let me get this outro right. I'm going to bring this outro in right. I told y'all I was going to fuck up some.
Just chiming. Where's my damn cup?